something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
What the F happened to Jeremy's fingers?
Break down the top five stay awake jams.
And we combine two of our all-time favorites in a new game called Strip the Post. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
And here we are. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Jeremy Taggart. How are you?
I'm fantastic, with exception to my fingers, which aren't.
What happened?
The most ridiculous thing, I was supposed to have a clinic last night at Cosmo Music, and just down the street from me. No biggie, you know, good times, a little bit of performance. I was looking forward to it, some chatting and talking drums for an hour and a half. And so I went down to pick up the kit, and I put the kit in the car there, and went back to close the garage in the wonderful rehearsal space that I share with my bods and the Darcys, which are great Canadian yeah. band. We're working right now on their new album. But anyway, I was putting away the drums in the car, and I'm closing this garage door, and it's like an old school kind of, you know, really thick and the one that rolls up garage door.
Yeah.
And it's really tough to pull down because it's heavy. So I'm pulling from the bottom, and it's not quite enough because I I'm just not really pulling that hard. And then I realize there's a gap. So I just reach up to the gap to pull it. And as soon as I did that, it just rushed down and closed onto my fingers.
Oh my gosh.
And I like literally heard like a crushing sound. And I was like, oh man. Then I had to push the really heavy door back up
with one
to
hand
to get my fingers. No, with both of my hands were stuck in the door. Both hands.
Oh my gosh. So how did you open the door?
I had to just push it back up and then wait for it to open, because I wasn't going to try and pull my fingers out. And so yeah, I had to push the door back up and get my fingers out. And I literally like looked at my hands, and there started to bleed already at my fingertips on both fingers. And I was like, this can't be happening. I just felt like Glenn Gould, you know, about to go and play, and all of a sudden someone takes a hammer to his hands. Just that feeling of like, what the fuck have I done? This is fucked. Like, seriously.
And it felt like 4 minutes, but how many seconds were your fingers trapped, realistically?
It crunched onto them, I don't know, maybe 10 seconds.
Ow, oh my gosh.
And, I was so, like, just blown away by the situation that's, like, I can't even close my fingers. And I'm like, I can't drum. I just sat there, and the pain was, like, fucking ridiculous. So I just sat there, and I started to cry for, just because it was too much.
Aw, bud.
So, I settled down. The shock went away because my whole core was just tightened up from the situation, and I basically just had to wait it out. And it's really, I don't think it's right at the tips of my middle fingers, and like a little bit on the fingers beside them.
Brutal.
But I don't think anything's really severely broken or anything, but it's really bruised and swollen. I can't really close my fingers, and if I try to grab anything and do something, like even peel like a chocolate wrapper off something, you know what I mean? Like that's hard to do. So
I know for sprains they used to wrap them up or put them in a sling or something, and now they kind of tend to not do anything. Like, did you go see a doctor? Is there anything they can do, or it's just
well,
time?
I was gonna get I was going to go get it x-rayed, but just, you know, the pile of the day happened, and I can move it. It's not really, like, it's clearly not broken because I can move my finger right towards the end of the digit, but, like, it's bruised really badly, and if it is broke on the tip, like, what the hell are they going to do anyway, you know, to be honest? Like, there's no cast. It's going to knit on its own. Anyway, so I don't know. It's just if it gets worse or anything, I'll go in and get it x-rayed. But I was going to get it x-rayed. I just don't think it's wasting time.
So I take it it didn't happen at Cosmos last night.
Yeah, there will be no clinic that night. So we're going to postpone it and reschedule it. And youch.
Man, well, I'm sorry that happened. And you can only imagine how much a drummer uses their hands in the run of a day. But if you subscribe to the, like, everything happens for a reason thing, when things like that happen, like, why would that happen? All it did was, you know, put out a bunch of folks that were hoping to come down and see you last night, and it's not life-threatening, but it's a drag, and, like, what lesson are you supposed to learn from that?
That dude, that was going through my head so much when it was going on. I was like, what is the point of this?
Right.
What are we trying to prove here? What have I done wrong today to point something out?
Well, it depends how much you believe in the bigger picture. Maybe you're going to get in a car accident on your drive from the space to the to Cosmos. Know. Who knows?
Anyway, I'll be okay. We're going to be fine. And at this point, it's just I got the old... I'll probably lose a couple fingernails, pain, good times, laughs.
Well, sorry
looking
to hear
forward
that,
to but. It, but... you know. I'm looking forward to the top five, and I'm also looking forward to our game today.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to our game today. Folks, we're going to combine two of our favorites, Strip Club DJ with Hit the Post. We're going to give each other stripper names and songs and the names of the strip club and the location, and we have to introduce these fictitious strippers.
Let's be honest, it's more about just using that voice. There's not necessarily anything that we have to do other than introduce cool people.
Right, is it still a game if it's a win-win?
Yeah, no, it's still a game because it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more of a challenge.
There's no real post, to be honest. It's just, it's more about the fun of the place and the person that's about to take the stage.
There you
JT?
Go. Well, it's like the, as a friend of mine once said, the world's largest key collection is not that interesting. But the guy who decides to collect keys in his life, he's interesting. Yeah. And like our top fives are good. The little skits that are emerging around who is listening to these songs and under what circumstances, that is kind of the social experiment, I think, for both of us.
Yeah, no, that's kind of like it's fun to play because it gets the old juices flowing for good times. It's almost like a crossword for the brain. I've said this before, but like the utilization of these things, the quirks and the improv parts are what keeps us alive best.
It's true, and the fun thing about improv is you just know some of it's not going to land. Some of it is going to be kind of flat or not work, and then some of it will be surprising and awesome. But you just have to be willing to put yourself out there and trust. Know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. So do you want to go into the top five, bud?
Sure, let's go into the top five, or should we do bot of the week first?
Why don't you throw out the bot of the week? Let's talk bot of the week.
All right. So there was a gentleman that sent us an email. And it was because of our live show coming up May 5th at the Rivoli in Toronto. And the email goes like this. Dear Jeremy and Jonathan, my name's Matt Schrader. I've been listening to the potties for a while. Huge fan. You guys make my morning commute so much fun. Now, being that I live and work in Paris, France, he's from Massey, Ontario, and can't make it to the May 5th show at the Riv, I want to buy two tickets for anyone who wants to go and can't. I'll pay for two tickets, no questions asked, nothing required in return. If we can figure out a way for me to buy the tickets and leave them with you guys to give away for whoever you deem worthy, that would be totally bad of you guys. Amazing use of the word bad. Maybe just give them my mailing address and I can buy them from here and have them delivered to you guys. I just want to share the Canadianity from one bad to the next. Matt Schrader is the guy's name, lives in France. That's so awesome of him to suggest that. So bottom. Yeah. Turns out, before we could even implement his idea, the thing sold out. Now, just to manage expectations, I think there's like 120 folks that can fit in the Rivoli. It's not a huge venue, but we are delighted to say it sold out. And Matt, just the very idea that you would think of teeing up another bot like that, I think that makes it bot of the week material.
He definitely deserves a shirt.
So we'll be emailing you. Speaking of shipping charges.
Oh, no.
We might have to ship it on a boat.
Get it on the 6 week boat.
Maybe I'll get a 2 liter Big 8 bottle, squish the t-shirt into it, let her float across the Atlantic, and drop it in.
Just say Harbor. This is from our bod in France.
Do you guys have Big 8 cola in Ontario?
Big 8 cola? Big 8,
yeah, it's like the no-name brand at the superstore.
That's a classic name.
Score me some Big Skinny 8. White Big 8, bud, when you're at the superstore.
Remember the Pop Shop?
Of course.
Remember Eddie Shack being the spokesperson for this Pop Shop?
Yeah.
I remember being a kid and seeing Eddie Shack up, I think it was up at an old barn rink in like near Shelburne. And I think he was like playing like an old timers game at that point even.
Was he?
Well, it was probably early 80s, mid 80s.
And so he was already an old timer.
Just finished, but he was rocking the Pop Shop at that point. But just seeing him out, that was kind of like my first sighting of like somebody that's on the TV.
There was a Pop Shop in Charlottetown.
He was kind of doing the walk, like out, like leaving the place, like the kind of like the my knees are really fucked.
Aw, they you probably I mean? Were. Just,
yeah, man, this guy's living hard with the. Back then, it was just grin and bear through injuries.
Back when goalies didn't wear masks.
Yes. Sure, they were standing up all the time, but they were getting rocked on the noggin. Wouldn't get down there, too.
In PEI, we had the Pop Shop, of course, but there was also a local company called Siemens Beverages, true story. And classic. I went to school with Mark Seaman, and he was kind of a celebrity in my class because he was of Siemens Beverages fame. I wonder if it's still there.
Did he rock the beverages on like certain days? Like, hooking us up. Here's some sodas for everybody.
Yeah, but it was the same. It was the same deal, like a homemade Pop Shop kind of root beer and creamsicle. What was it? Like orange float, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I miss those days.
Me too.
They had a little bit of everything.
Back when a pop was a pop, bud.
Yeah, and you go in there and you fire 24 or whatever you want. Remember, you could get two of them. It's like Timbits.
Well, I lived in PEI during the ban the can thing. That was a big issue in elections, and you can't get cans on PEI, I think, still.
Wow.
So people go over to Moncton and bring back cans.
That's crazy.
Because it's a treat to have a can of beer. And the reason is there's just nowhere to, there was nowhere to recycle them.
Wow.
There you go.
Good stuff. So, let's get into this top five.
All right, so describe the category for this top five. We went back and forth on a few, and we landed on a good one.
Yeah, it's like stay awake jams, I guess you could call them. It's a late night when you're working.
Working the night shift.
Working the night shift in any various job, and you're with a bod, you got to keep it together. Maybe you did the candle lit litter on both ends, and you only got 2 hours sleep, but you got to work all night. You got to deal with that. How are you going to deal with that? You put some tunes on. What kind of tunes? Good late night jam tunes. And that's what I put together, a top five of those type songs.
A friend of mine used to work the night shift at Sobeys, and their job was to go through and restock the shelves and face the store. And they had Q104, the rock station out here, just bumping all night.
There you go.
There you go.
So let's go to, I don't know, our first place.
Yeah.
Perhaps you can help me out with the situation. It's always good. Let's say we're in North Bay.
Okay.
How about that?
I like it.
North Bay, Ontario. And since you said, we'll save the Sobeys because I'm sure we're gonna
that'll
have
be
to
at
go
least
east at some point.
Uh huh.
We can be at the IGA.
Sure.
Is that? I don't know if that's still around, but maybe it is in some of these wonderful small towns.
Sure.
Or perhaps it's an A&P, but an IGA. Let's just keep it to old school Canadianity.
Okay. And IGA.
The IGA. And who is it? It's Norman.
Yeah.
And Glenn.
Okay. I'll be Glenn.
We're not stocking shelves. What are we doing?
Well, maybe it's open 24 hours.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Okay. And they're not kids.
Or should we say it's closed and they're just unloading boxes off the truck?
Okay.
Up to you, bud.
Okay, that's good. Unloading boxes.
Okay.
And it's closed. Because it might change the way they speak to each other, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 1:30 in the morning. Glenn.
Norman, Glenn, I don't know if I can keep my eyes open. I tried to nap from 5 to 8, but the young fella just kept tapping me on the chest wanting to throw the football around, so I didn't ever really get my nap on.
Yeah, me too. I thought I was going to be sleeping, but I ended up getting jumped on by the cat again.
What's your cat's name again? I forget.
Cat's name is Scratchy.
Oh, yeah. And how did it get that name again? I forget.
Because it scratches me all the time.
That's right. And what color is the cat again? I forget.
It's kind of one of calico.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Scratchy the calico.
Same as all those other cats.
This song will keep us going, man.
This will keep my back up. But don't... hold on and get those margarine boxes.
Turn up COQK for me, bud.
What's that?
Turn up COQK for a fella. Here, grab the space cell from me, bot.
I need a Unito to get this boxes. I get it three or four at a time. If we get done, we can probably have an early break.
Who in the hell put this yop in a non-refrigerated truck?
It's not our problem. Don't deal with it, Glenn. Doesn't say that on the job.
No, it doesn't, Norman. What do you say about a little break, bud?
Yeah, I feel like a little break. You know why? Because those cameras aren't on tonight. They're fixing them.
Let's slip outside and hack a dag real quick.
Fire me one up. I don't even smoke, but I'll smoke a menthol with you, bud.
There's a carton of menthol right here. Why don't you crack them open?
Whoa, it's cold out here, hey? It's a bit cold, bud.
North Bay, I like those dudes.
Yeah.
They're having fun at work.
Now they're getting through the night, eh? Looks like they're cutting a few corners, maybe.
Nothing wrong with that. Working for the man. I like those dudes. Okay. What's number four? I guess we need a scenario.
Yeah, scenario would be couple 30-something fellas. Maybe they're in. Where are they this time?
What if they're taxi dispatchers?
Taxi dispatchers. Yeah. Good one. Good one. Nice. Okay, so where do you want to go?
Regina?
Regina? Let's go to Regina. Okay.
Okay. So you're... Okay, here's the thing. It's a busy night because the bars are just closed. I'm the dispatcher, and you're his bud trying to talk to him and play music while he's trying to get stuff done.
Yeah, so I'm not supposed to be there, really.
Yeah. You came by after the bar closed.
Okay, and it's... Who is it? Barry? I'm Barry.
Okay. And I'm Kent.
Kent.
Yep. And I'm going to ignore you. Don't mean to hurt your feelings.
Oh, really? Because I'm not supposed to be there?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Anyone near the hospital? Boodaloop. Hospital? Boodaloop. Anyone near Chevy's? Boodaloop. Chevy's? Boodaloop.
Hey, Kent.
Car near McDonald's? Boodaloop.
Check out this face.
McDonald's for Amanda? Boodaloop.
Can you do this?
McDonald's for Amanda? Boodaloop. Send car at McDonald's? Boodaloop.
How do you do this?
Car
all
Pizza
night?
Roma, bloop. Pizza Roma for a Travis, bloop.
I'm taking my shirt off. Check it, Kent. Shirt's off, party.
Right on, Barry. Sorry, bud. Just one second. Anyone near out, needs, bloop. Need a Circle K, bloop. Anyone at the forum,
talking.
Bloop.
My belly's forum, talking at you, bloop. There, bud.
So be.
Hey, I can bloop. Have beer, and you can't.
West End Mall.
So play bloop. Safe, bud.
A man at McDonald's just called again looking for a cab. Anybody in the neighborhood? Bloop.
Hope you don't mind if I put on this tune there.
What's that, Barry?
I'm just going to put on some music.
Sorry, bud. Yeah, of course. I'm just working here. Forum. Chevy's.
These guys.
McGillicuddy
back
Will.
In my mind.
That's that Fall from Trailer Park Boys, isn't it?
Yep.
Can you just turn it down a tiny bit, Barry? Just I'm trying to hear these songs.
Sorry, Kent. Sorry.
Amanda from McDonald's just called again. Boop.
Bet you this guy got more tail.
Sorry, Barry. One second.
This band than he did with the Trailer Park Boys.
One second, bud. Yep. Anyone near the Wendy's? Boop. Anyone near
I
the
I can't
King?
Listen to music.
Sorry, Barry.
Quiet.
Sorry, Barry.
Sorry, Kent, you mean.
Barry, it's an insurance thing, bud. I'm going to have to ask you to step outside and turn the music off.
Oh, whatever. You're a jerk. I'll see you later. I'm going to go have a dart.
Forum. Boop.
Nice. That was a good one. Nice one. Those guys are in Regina.
There's a part of me that wants to be a taxi dispatcher. I think it'd be pretty fun, especially in big cities when the guys are going off getting mad at people.
Nice.
That is the lesser of the taxi companies in town.
Barry was really pushing his buttons.
Yeah, right? They're not doing great, that company. That was Cyril's taxi, and everybody uses Diamond.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hit me. What's number three? Where are we going geographically? Okay. Who's working in the middle of the night?
Number three, we're at a gas station.
Okay. Good one.
You know the guy in the middle of the gas station when there's only like gum and some like a couple packs of darts and like a candy bar for sale, yeah. The little tiny ones? Ferndale Comet and Barry.
Okay.
Ferndale Comet and Barry. And, this is actually a true place. My brother Jetson used to work there when we were kids.
At the Ferndale Comet?
At the Ferndale Comet.
What
just
is
outside
that?
Of Bear. Huh?
The Comet's a gas station?
Yeah.
Is Ferndale the place?
Yeah.
Do you know what always cracks me up?
You're like, answer the phone, Ferndale Comet.
There's an Irving in my town, and every time you drive by the sign, it says, Taquitos, $2.99. Who thinks... I'm going to go to the Irving to get some taquitos. The taquitos at the Irving are wonderful.
And this is funny, but this is the scenario, okay? Because we can pretend it's almost like what it really was.
Okay.
You're working there, and I'm your little brother, bugging you for money.
Okay.
Because he wants to go buy stuff.
Oh, okay, that's good.
You know what I mean? Like you're there making money. He doesn't have a job. And he's just asking you for stuff
and
all the time. But
our mom,
you're a beauty like my brother, where you can't say no all the time. But like I'm still harassing you.
And our mom is a lady of the evening, which is why you have to come to work with me.
Yes, okay. Too much time, and you're not supposed. I'm not supposed to be there.
No.
So if like the boss is coming, I got to skedaddle.
Okay. What's my name and what's your name?
Let's just say your name is Gordy.
Okay.
And who am I?
Toby.
Toby?
Yep. Toby.
That works. Gordon Toby?
Yep.
Okay.
Toby, just sit there and don't touch nothing.
I never do.
Toby.
But, do you get a deal on these candy bars?
Well, I pay whatever number's on it, bud. That's the price of it, okay? There's no employee discount. Just sit there and do you want a color or something?
Well, you make like $6 an hour, so I figure if I have one right now, who cares? You're making money still, and I'm happy.
All right, you can have one chocolate bar.
Yes.
But that's it. And listen, we're here for 8 hours, the 11 to 7 shift. So you can have one chocolate bar, but decide if you want to have it now. But if you have it now, don't ask me again in 5 minutes.
I'm having it now. I'm already opening it.
Okay, but no chips and no pop. You have a chocolate bar. You get one treat. So this is your one treat for the whole night?
You're giving me the ideas is all. You keep talking like that, and I'm going to have a bag of chips.
No, I even said you get one treat, and if you want to have it now. But don't ask me again in 5 minutes for another treat.
I'm already eating this candy bar.
Okay, sit there, eat your chocolate bar. Gonna put on some music while I work.
All right.
I have to do the overnight accounting. I don't need you distracting me.
Overnight accounting. How hard is that?
It's a gas station. It's actually pretty hard. It's actually pretty hard because some people pay debit and some people pay credit and some people pay cash. So just please just don't talk to me just for 7.5 hours. Please just don't talk to me.
Whatever. Perfect music for this candy bar.
What's that?
This candy bar tastes delicious.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I was adding.
Exactly.
Can you turn that down just a tiny bit?
All right. You smell like that shirt reeks like mom.
You son of a whore.
Yeah, it totally reeks. Hope nobody comes in here.
Remember when I said let's not talk?
How do I not talk? Look how much room there's in here.
Why don't you put the rest of that candy bar in your mouth and chew it for a while I get this done?
Done.
Maybe close your mouth when you chew.
You just made like a buck right now.
How do you figure?
Because I'm just sick of you making all the money and I got to stand around here.
You're 8.
I know, but I understand money. I know how it works.
Fine, then. Stupid. Why don't you do this addition then, Einstein?
Yeah, you got a calculator. How hard is it?
You're getting chocolate on the receipts.
Nice makes it more fun, doesn't it?
Is that what Jetson's like, really?
Pretty much. It's just like a constant fight.
But it's not really a fight because he's sort of awesome and you can't help but love him?
No, that's not really what I'm like, but I was just kind of making it fun. The constant annoyance. I don't know what a kid's like, but when they're bored and they're sitting around in the middle of the night and their mom is a lady of the evening, that definitely would turn a little more... a different spin on it, and they would probably have a little more of an understanding how the world really is.
I guess so.
Entitled kid, because the mother fulfills his every desire.
Wow. I kind of like those kids, and I feel like I know them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Son of a ready? Whore. Yes.
What number are we at?
Must be a number two.
Yeah. Okay, so we are... let me see. Who's, you want to be...
Should we take it Kyle? Out east?
Kyle and Pete?
Yeah. Are they in Cape Breton?
I yeah, sure, they can be in Cape Breton at the Sobeys if you want.
Sure.
I might be a bit of an east, like from Ontario that moved out 4 or 5 years ago.
Why don't you be that? Exactly.
Yeah. Kyle, and you're who? Pete.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be Pete.
Okay.
Because it sounds better when you say Pete.
Okay.
And you're Kyle.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at Sobeys.
Peace.
2:30 in the morning.
See where them jars, Mrs. Dash, don't quite sit at the front of the covers? Just slide them forward, bud.
Yeah.
Grab them, Mrs. Dash, and slide them forward, bud. Peace.
Gotcha. What?
The Mrs. Dash is sliding forward on the counter, bud.
Yep.
While you're there, bud, see them mustards? Grab them mustards. Let's move them over by the ketchups.
What am I supposed to do with these billet logs?
What do you mean, what are you supposed to do with them? Put them on the counter, bud, and face them. Make them look
nice.
Can
I have a flaky? Can I just have a break and have a flaky?
Sure. Can I have $1 million? It's the same thing. We have only been here 5 minutes, bud.
Do you like the billet logs or do you like the flakies?
I like the demi-loons. Hell, you know that about me. I like the demi-loons and the caramel snack.
Those is too sweet. I like the billet logs with the coconut.
You know what's too sweet is the job that you think you're working where you get to sit around and talk about flakies all night, bud. Grab a box, shut your word hole.
Okay, take a think of this. See all the Sobeys around here, bud?
Peace.
Lots of them never going to go out of business, are they now?
Just because you moved down here, Just because you moved down here from Ontario. They're not
going out of business. They're never going out of business. This place is, it's got a monop. Full on monop, bud.
Just because you moved down here from Ontario don't mean you tell us what we need to do with our economy.
Ontario, Ontario, whatever it is, I'll tell you what, this place ain't going under and we can take a break.
Is that...
Everybody comes here.
Is that how Upper Canada
nobody
works?
Nobody else, everybody.
That's how Upper Canada works, is it, bud? Everybody sits around, work for 5 minutes, sit on your arse for another 15 minutes, thinking about what a good job you did?
You just wait until they start selling beer here.
I'm going to tell you one thing. You can sit around on your arse and not work all night if you want, but I'm going to get some stuff done, and I'd appreciate it if you weren't like a mosquito in my goddamn ear while I'm trying to do stuff. Frig off and let me do my work, will you?
Tune time, then. I'm going to put on some tunes. Get old blastin'. You like Kimbo logo, do you?
You and your goddamn Upper Canadian music.
He's from Ontario. You like him.
Only thing I like about Ontario is when people from there stay there.
I don't even hear you.
Turn down this friggin' rap music.
It's the only guy I like that's bald. He's bald and I don't even care.
I would rather plunge myself with a fiery toilet brush than listen to four more bears that.
Whatever, you like your Gatto, I like my Kimbo.
Why don't you put on some Mary Jane Lamond, and then we'll see what's up.
What the hell is that?
It's music, is what it is.
Yeah, music, eh?
Only thing Ontario gives us is one thing the rest of us can friggin' agree on.
Oh, yeah. You know about the Rankins?
Know about them. Friggin' related to friggin' half of them.
Yeah. I'll take my Kimbo any day.
Why don't you take it with you and pack and get on an Acadian Lines bus and go the frig back up to Ontario?
Yeah.
Turn off this musical barf.
Okay.
Those guys aren't going to make it through the night.
No, they're not.
Turn off that musical barf.
He's calling the security.
They're not in a good place.
No.
They're not in a good place right now.
Oh my god. That was
if I was the manager, I'd be keeping a close eye on those two because it's not going to end well.
No, we got to take a quick break before we go to the last one, okay?
Holy catfish, bud. We're half an hour in. Holy crap, bud. We're half an hour in. All right, we'll take a break on TNT and be back with the number one Getting You Through the Night jam.
For great.
And we're back.
So we have one song left in our top five Working Through the Night jams. Let's make this a guy and a girl working together in Surrey, B.C.
Surrey, B.C.
Yep.
I like it.
He is Spanish.
He's Spanish?
Yeah, he's a new Canadian, and she is a high school student.
It's going to sound like Mario Lopez's dad?
Except a little more smarmy. Okay. No, won't be up there.
Oh, really? Like Desi Arnaz?
Yeah, this is more the taquitos at the Irving are wonderful.
Oh, wow.
He's more okay. That guy.
Gotcha.
And where are they working? Like a convenience store?
Yeah, like at a Mike's Mart. Is there Mike's Mart out in BC?
Sure. Max? Okay. One of those.
Max.
Green Gables, we call it out here, or Needs.
Needs, yeah.
Do you guys have Needs?
We don't have Needs.
Crazy.
We were more of what could be the Beckers if you really go back.
All right, the Beckers. Or are they working at the White Spot? I associate that with Vancouver.
Yeah, the White Spot.
Okay, they're working at the White Spot, but it's quiet. And okay. All they do is have time to blurt.
Oh, Creasy. Hey, does he like her and she doesn't like him?
She's in high school.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
So he puts it on.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to cue me. With the when you want to play the music.
Okay.
And who am I? Who am I? What's my name?
It should be like Brianna or Brie Ashley or something.
Brianna.
Let's say Brie Ashley.
Brie Ashley. It's okay, a combination of,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. What's his name again?
Pablum?
Have we, huh?
Pablum?
Salvador?
Sure.
Salvador? Salvador?
Yeah. Hey, Brie Ashley, how's your night going?
What?
Your Canadians are so uptight, you need to relax.
What is it? Yeah?
Pass me the bar at the table four wants a reload. How do you say it? Table four wants a reload. A reload? Well, they want a repeal?
Maybe I should just put these knives and forks on these tables over here because they're dirty. And they're kind of really greasy.
Do you know what else is dirty is my entire mind. Have you tried the taquitos at the Irving? They're wonderful.
Maybe you should go on the other side of the counter, Salvador.
Sorry for putting my hand on the smaller of your backs. It's just we Spanish people are a lot more
get lost, comfortable Sally. With our
physicality.
You really are creeping me out tonight.
Brie Ashley, why can't we be friends?
Because you're touching me too much.
Why don't we put on some music and dance the night away?
Oh, I'm going to put these cutlery together. Hey, you, whatever you want.
Don't talk with those full pillow-like leaves. Come on. Can't you feel the dance in your heaps? Move your heaps.
I don't want to dance.
Let's get some taquitos at the Irving and go crazy. Shake those heaps.
I don't.
Brie Ashley.
Turn this down.
You need to relax and let your body do the talking.
Get off.
Did you know that dance is a vertical expression of our horizontal intentions?
You're so gross, Salvador.
I'm just trying to lighten you up and have a bit of fun in here for you.
Stop it!
Everybody's working for
the weekend.
Turn
your music down. Wait a second. Shut up! Just keep your hands off me, you greasy jerk.
Brie Ashley, all I'm saying is you Canadians are so uptight. She's mad.
He's totally the creep.
Sorry for putting my hand on the small of your back. Like, would you really apologize for that?
Sorry.
Sorry for brushing against you while you set that table again.
Oh, man.
Let's get some taquitos at the Irving and party.
She really was tested.
She was. She was disgusted.
No, she's running away from him.
Poor Salvatore doesn't understand Canadian ways.
Doesn't understand.
I don't understand your Canadian ways. I'll never understand your Canadian ways. It's like, well, it's easy, Salvador. Just don't be a pervy nightmare and you'll fit right in.
Like it's.
So what, are you telling me you don't spoon strangers at the bus stop in Canada? I don't get your ways.
He was banished from his community for being a creep, but he thinks it's totally acceptable.
He was too touchy-feely even for Spain. So then show me what is a proper hug in Canada.
He's just like, while he talks, he's grabbing and always like reaching and grabbing.
And he puts both his hands on either side of anyone's hips when he's grabbing something behind them. Sorry.
always. His hands are like Muppets that talk with him, but they're all trying to bite
him. Yeah. How are you today? I'm a little tired. Do you need a massage? No, I don't.
You look
no, I don't.
Dying. You gotta chill out.
Yeah. And he don't discriminate on genders.
Oh man, he's like too much. Okay.
He's a lovers.
What just happened? That's it. That's the end of the top five.
Salvatore's.
Oh, he is a real piece of work.
I know, and I think she likes him. But because she's in high school, the way of showing it is kind of weird.
I kind of running away.
But she'll find herself in her Volkswagen Bug driving by the Irving on the way home, and she'll stop in for taquitos. Oh, just to see what the fuss is all about.
Oh, fun top five.
Strip the Post coming up next. Let's take a break on TNT. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Cocktail, please.
Hello?
Is Jeremy there, please?
Speaking.
Jeremy, it's me. Kyrie, Adam, Carl, and you.
Corey?
And I'm thought I'd call you up to see.
Corey Hart, call me up!
I just want to call you up.
You're calling me up!
I just wanted to call you.
Imagine it's just like a soundboard that says call Yop and I'm calling Yop.
Dude.
Just like repeating like three or four different Corey Hart things.
Dude, Corey Hart should do the Mike Duffy and record
call
like
Yop.
How's it going, Trent? How are you, Pete? Nice to see you, Amanda.
Don't laugh. That's probably how the campaign went. It's Corey Hart
phone Yop.
Yop. Yeah, like he did a bunch of different
Corey, we just
lines.
Need you to record 2,000 names. Yep. Although there weren't as many names back then. It was like, well, Jennifer, there's half the country.
Mm-hmm. Call Yop.
What was biggest name for girls and for boys in your age-ish?
For me?
Yeah.
I moved around a lot, so I got a good sense of Southern Ontario. I went to like 7 different grade schools before grade 8.
So were there a lot of one particular name? A
lot of Gourds.
Really?
A lot of Emily's.
Really? Gourd?
A lot of Dave's. A lot of
Yet nobody ever Chris. Says, here, do you want to hold Gourd? Like, have you ever met a baby named Gourd?
No, you just start meeting Gourds when they're in their 30s.
So what are they named until then?
I don't know. They just don't happen until they're like have a mustache and like are involved with the hockey team. Or in a band.
Right. Do you want to hold Eddie? No, I'm good.
I'm Gourd. Nice to meet you. All of a sudden, I've never seen you before. I've lived here my whole life.
37. Do you want to hold... Do you want to hold Tanya? You ever met a baby named Tanya?
Tanya?
Yeah.
Not
Do you
want to really,
hold baby
no.
Tanya?
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, let's play this game.
Sure, but first, do you want to hold Kevin real quick?
Oh, Kevin is so beautiful.
It's a beautiful baby boy. Let's name him 40.
Do you want to hold Larry?
Baby Lawrence. It's a lot of name for a baby.
Oh, Glenn is priceless.
Baby Glenn.
Glent.
Glent. Baby Bryant.
Oh, our baby Rate.
Baby Sue Ann. All right, let's play this game. How's it going to work?
Well, it's Strip the Post, and I would just say, like, you introduce person and place. And then it's my turn to introduce person and place. We just go back and forth, just like good old times.
Sounds good. You go first.
I am going to go first then?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
And you love the kick in the track.
You tell me the name of the place and everything?
Yeah, well, I'll do it just, that's what the deal is.
Okay.
Right? Each thing is like the guy bringing out where they are and who's coming on. Right?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Hole in Sudbury. Coming up on stage, it's everybody's favorite, the Double D's of Glazier Berries. Let's go. Here she is. Get your dollar bills going, boys. Front row ain't getting worked out without us. How do you like that?
That was awesome. I like that guy. He's busy. He's got places to be.
For sure. He only has like 30-second dances, and then you're off the stage.
I like the doom boom ba ka doom kung kook doom boom ba saka taka doom koo. What is that, a wood block?
Oh, no. Fun stuff. Okay, go for it. You're up. You're up.
All right.
Strip the post.
Here we go. I hope it's loud enough. Here we go. Coming at you. Oh, hang on.
What?
Dang. My song skipped ahead. I had a song all lined up and it left. Hang on.
It's all right. Tim, all right.
Cut this. Where are we?
It's all beautiful. No, it's all right. It's okay.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
It happens. Yeah.
All right, guys. Friday night at Skintimates in Lethbridge. Get your loonies and toonies ready. Here comes your feature dancer. Guys, make some noise for Jan Harden. I went Canadianity with my names.
Jan Harden. That's greasy.
She's working the pole.
Who did imagine it looks like her?
But I just assumed thin, it did.
But she's thin.
Hey now. I just assumed it did look like her.
A little bit.
Jan Harden.
Around the face. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
This game is terrible, by the way, in terms of how long. Mean it is, but it's still fun. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. We're at the Watchlight in Gimli, everybody. Are you ready? Let's get ready for Kayla Salad. Check her out and check out the dollar bills flying. Let's do this.
That's so greasy.
The Watchlight in Gimli.
It makes me feel not very good about myself. Wow.
Kayla Salad.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know.
What's wrong?
Strip the post.
Okay, hang on. Hang on, hang on.
Yep,
see,
yep,
you got a we've established I'm not a technician.
That's okay.
And what happened is I was hitting the forward button instead of turning the sound up.
Ah.
But I think I have it licked. Licked is a good name for an adult entertainment club.
What was it? Edmund Skimped?
What?
What was the place in Edmonton?
Skintimates.
Oh, man.
Okay, here's a good one. You know I'm a sucker for a slow jam.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to strip the post. Here it comes. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's lingerie and lace here in Ottawa's Byward Market. Make some noise for your feature dancer. Here she is, Skin Campbell.
Oh, man.
She's in, like, prime ministerial robes.
Skin Campbell.
That's a good jam for Skin Campbell at Lingerie and Lace. All right, good. Bud.
Okay.
Hit it.
Okay. Oh, I gotta make sure I got a good jam here set up. Okay. It's Friday night at Ray's Sunshine House in Renfrew. Are you guys ready? It's Wanda Baskerville's.
Oh no.
Can you get the Davy Crockett offer?
Oh, I just feel oily.
Wanda Baskerville.
I feel terrible about myself, about us.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Getting... Are you ready?
Yeah.
I guess for my last one, I'll go to Quebec. But for this one, okay, here we go. Ready? I'm into the costume themed Canadianity. Guys, it's the tuna melt in North Bay. And it's everyone's favorite Canadian lady, Hora Secor.
Man, I don't hate my parents. TPOH. I don't get drunk just to spite them.
Can't you see Hora Secor working?
A little more. The tuna melt.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
All right, I'm going to do one more. How many more are you going to do?
I got some good names here. Let me do one here. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey guys, ready? I'm up in here at the Dipper in Dieppenen. You boys ready to dip it up? We have Leilani McDonald.
Aww. Does she have a mustache?
This is so ridiculous.
I feel terrible.
Leilani McDonald.
Leilani McDonald is awful. Lee good.
The Dipper in Dieppe.
Oh. I had Pamela Ballin, but I think I'm going to forego that one in favor of a bit of a surprise.
Okay, it's take us to Quebec.
All right. Okay, guys. D'accord, les guys. Bienvenue au Hidden Hog. It's the Hidden Hog on a Friday nightism. It's time for your featured dancers. Here's Man Murray. Dig deep, guys.
Every day I sit beside you on the bus to Madison Avenue, work in the big gray store with the revolving doors.
Guys, make some noise for your featured dancers, Man Murray. You never know what kind of surprise you're gonna find.
Don't know the right
before your eyes, guys. She changed genders. Okay, guys, nobody saw that coming. It's the Hidden Hog. It's Saturday night. Eyeballs are $2.99 all night long. That joint is Canadian. Ian Thomas is Canadian.
Man, that was solid.
It's the Hidden Hog, Man Murray. Whoa.
That is good, Man Murray. Oh, what
roadside hot tractions. Okay, guys, nobody saw that coming.
How tractions?
Hot traction. Roadside hot traction. Did you see the guy that somebody sent us a thing that said for sales in Quebec? It was like it's a motel and it's for sales.
Oh no, that's classic.
That's what it says with a French Canadian realtor.
So that's definitely we can't go on from there, but I had a couple more names. I had the Rack in North Battleford.
Great.
Or Hands On in Grand Prairie.
Oh.
Or Knockers in Chilliwack.
I'm just calling it as they see it.
And the name Becky Bronyar Stomp.
Oh dear.
Flo Nelson.
Maggie Mays is the worst flashback. Like these, I love these. Like we talked about the idea of maybe doing Canadian adult film actors like Lloyd Robertson. There have got to be a lot of those.
Yeah, for sure.
Maggie Mays is great. Strip the post, guys. There it is, guys. D'accord, les guys. We'll take a break on TNT and continue dans un moment, guys.
Tidy's Connie Studley.
And we're back.
Okay, guys. D'accord, les guys. It's funny.
Okay, guys.
It's funny how many folks that hit a nerve with. I really think that's a TV show for us.
Yeah, that guy could. I would watch him. I would watch him.
He needs a name.
Yes.
Why don't we ask the good listeners to give him a name? And maybe we'll pick Rach. The best one.
It's got to be Rach.
Rach cuisine.
Yeah. Rach vazine.
Rach vazine?
Vagine. Rach vagine.
Oh my gosh. That's exactly his name. Or, oh dear. Or that would be the name of a male stripper. Maybe that should be you.
DJ.
Maybe you're Rach a male vagine. Stripper.
Check out my abs, guys. Okay, guys.
Like the Thunder from Down Under, but it's from Quebec. And it's a bunch of dudes from Quebec stripping, led by you.
Yeah, for sure.
Rock
hey, see, you did a tweet, I think it was a couple days ago, about the kid. It was like something like, shout out to the kid in your neighborhood that everybody knows, but doesn't know where he lives, but he's always walking around like that.
Yeah,
kid.
Like nobody knows who his parents are or where he lives, but he's yes. kind of always there.
And as being a kid that kind of bumped around Southern Ontario growing up, like I'm very familiar with that type of person that you see and you get used to. And I remember there's like a kid here in my neighborhood now. You kind of know eventually if you live there for a while, you find out where they go into, you know, whether it be like some shack off a beaten path or under some rock or something. But I think it's the classic thing of like the parents that are like clearly don't give a shit and the kid has just got all the time in the world and that's all it is. So it's just like some kid who's like a simulation of like boy meets the real world.
Well, there was like there were always latchkey kids when we were young, right? The kids that yeah. had to go home and let themselves in and make themselves a sandwich before their parents got home from work and stuff.
Yeah.
And I would suggest that those kids in some cases nowadays are kids whose parents work. Like, it must be really hard. I was thinking about the amount of snow days there have been this winter. And if both parents work a regular job, what do you do when there's 8 snow days? Like, what do you do for childcare? Where do your kids go?
No, I know. It's nuts.
Yeah.
But what about that kid, though, with that's like always getting into the trouble?
Well, it was always
wandering the streets, and he's always out there.
We always ran around in a gang as kids. Like we were allowed to come back in when the streetlights came on, and that was awesome because we had to use our imaginations.
There was a kid named Tom Collins when I was in Cookstown, and he was like a bigger kid, but he was kind of bullyish. So if like he saw you by yourself, he would chirp you.
But if you're in a group, he wouldn't touch you.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, me and my brother, I was, like, one time he saw me alone and then, like, was chirping me. And then my brother just happened to show up. And then, like, my brother's like, what the fuck's your problem? The old classic. And he's like, no, nothing. And then they're riding away. And then those same kids that were, like, other kids that were just always on their own. One day, me and my brother were walking by their area where it seemed like they must live near there, and they're pissing on each other. Like that's part of a game, like pissing on the guy.
That's not a game.
Yeah.
I don't want to play that game.
Fun stuff. No, I don't either, but that's a popular game with the self-imposed street youth of small town Canadianity.
Man.
Piss fights, bud. Piss fights.
I wouldn't want to be I
remember seeing a piss fight out, like running out of a building, like, ah, the piss fight. And there they are, they're running after each other, pissing on each other.
Was it safe to say if you're running, you've lost?
Yeah. Well, the loser is one who doesn't have to piss in the piss fights.
I see.
Yeah.
So you have to back time what you drink in order to be armed should you find yourself in one.
I think it's like, two loser kids that have way too much time on their hands, just whenever they're going to go to the bathroom, it's never in a toilet. It's on their bod.
I think I can tell you unequivocally, if my friend ever peed on me, that would be the end of our friendship.
That happened to me, bud.
When?
Eric wrote, 1983, over at his house, playing with his toys. He hits me with a hey Jer look. I turn around. He's pissing on me.
Wow.
On my back. And
on your back?
Everywhere. I'm sitting down. And I go downstairs to his mom, and his mom's like mortified and takes me home.
What's wrong, Jeremy? Oh, your son just peed on my back.
Yeah, Eric just thought it would be cool to piss on me. Good times.
Brutal. There was a guy, I went to Cub Camp
kicked
with a guy
nuts
named...
and pissed on.
Went to Cub Camp with a guy named, his last name was Pickram, and everyone called him Pick-a-Bum, which I thought was really mean, until he asked me to smell his finger. Like, oh my gosh!
No
you
way!
Have
no
that nickname
no.
for a reason.
He did not.
He earned that nickname.
What?
I thought, what a sin! They labeled him that because of his last name, which he has no control over. No.
I know, but what kind of a reputation? And, like, you're okay with prolonging and pushing it? Hey, that's me. Like, that's what that's his brand, picking his ass and letting people smell it.
Yeah.
That is beyond fucking gross.
Although maybe that's what you do. You just let your last name dictate what your action's going to be. Like, if your last name's Bliss Might, maybe you'll be a piss fighter.
Do the guy giving you the pick-a-bum move. Again. Okay. Hey.
Hey, Jonathan, you want to smell my finger? That's how he talked.
Did you? Like, the first time?
Hey, Jonathan, smell my finger. No thanks, Pick-a-Bomb. Smell my finger. Why would I smell your smell it?
Holy.
That's a terrible rap to have. And it's also an awful note to end this potty on.
And Pick-a-Bomb was wondering when he was like 16, 17, why girls had wanted nothing to do with him.
Did you go to Cub Camp?
Cheap branding in grade 9 that he thought was cool was a bad idea.
And it stuck.
Yeah, well, smart.
That's the problem. I can't remember if I've told you before, but my sister knows a guy in PEI named Shitbox, because when he was 2, he fell into a kitty litter box. And he's, you know, 50-something now, but everybody still knows him as Shitbox.
Oh, man.
Because of an accident 50 years ago. And you call his house and say, Shitbox there, please. And the person in the answer says, just a minute, Shitty.
Oh, my God. Shitbox.
That's his name. She also, one of my favorite ones is, she knows a guy.
Does he refer to himself as Shitbox to
I'm
other
sure.
people?
Wow. Hey, it's Shitbox calling you. Oh. This is my all-time favorite. She has a friend who has a nickname, Come Come Woe, because he parks cars on the ferry. So when people are driving in, he's the guy going, come, 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 whoa, come, come, whoa, come, whoa, and his nickname's Come, Come, Whoa.
That's a routine right there.
It's a routine right there.
Heavy routine. Good talking to you, bud.
All that to say, be careful what you do, because you never know what picture of you might be used in the Dateline NBC episode about your murder, or you never know what kind of nickname is going to stick. Just ask her friend, Funny Dave, who was late to a party 20 years ago, and someone said, Funny Dave isn't here.
Oof.
Let that be a lesson learned.
Funny Dave and my fingers are fucked.
FFJ.
Fingers furly, fingers fucked.
Yeah. Hope your fingers get better, bud.
Thanks, bud.
Stick out, I'm going to listen to my butt.